Well, first up today, the federal government scheme to provide free rapid antigen tests to concession holders has begun, but rats remain hard to find. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has accused some consumers of hoarding the tests, was also forced to apologise after falsely claiming that Australians are not dying from the virus. The Omicron variant continues to spread across many parts of the country, infecting hundreds of thousands of Australians and taking hundreds of lives. Rhett Burney has this report.
More than 860 Australians have died from COVID since January 1st. That figure continues to rise. So when Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce made this comment on RN Breakfast this morning, he quickly walked it back.
Well, people are not dying. I mean, that is
people
the issue.
Are dying. This, people are dying every day.
Sorry, correction. You were correct. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
But the numbers in which the fatality rate is very low, obviously it's a tragic thing for any person who loses a family member.
New South Wales has reported 24 more COVID deaths over the past 24 hours. Another 17 people have died from the virus in Victoria. Queensland has recorded another 13 COVID deaths overnight. All were aged over 70. Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the peak of her state's COVID wave is now approaching.
We expect that these next 2 weeks are very critical in terms of reaching that peak of the Omicron wave. Of course, the Gold Coast has seen higher figures than Brisbane and the regions, but we expect that there'll be that Brisbane will essentially be reaching its peak over the next couple of weeks, and of course some parts of regional Queensland as well.
Queensland's Chief Health Officer John Gerrard says Queensland's hospitals are coping with the outbreak at this stage.
It's early, but the number of people in hospital appears to be significantly lower than we had expected at this stage. This, we believe, has to do with people's changing behaviour in avoiding getting infected. So I certainly thank the people of Queensland in heeding the warning. So it does appear at this stage that the number of hospitalisations is lower than we expected. I guess we won't know for another week or so when we hit the general peak for Queensland, and particularly for the southeast Queensland, exactly how high that peak of hospitalisations would be.
From today, the federal government will provide 10 free rapid antigen tests to Australians who hold a concession card, but they are still hard to find, and Barnaby Joyce has his theories as to why.
And we are buying rapid antigen. It's not as if they're not here. We've had them. We've been buying them. We've been bringing them in. They've been hoarded, as you know.
Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese.
In this case, Barnaby Joyce actually just blamed the Australian people themselves and nonsense about hoarding, when he himself projected how many rapid antigen tests had been ordered to arrive from here on in, later on, after the problem has been there for 4 weeks. It's quite extraordinary that on the day in which pensioners are eligible to receive a RAT, so many of them won't be able to find one.
Trent Toomey is the president of the National Pharmacy Guild. He says about 800 of 6,000 pharmacies in Australia were ready to supply free RATs to concession card holders when the program went live this morning.
It is a bit like Hunger Games at the moment. We had queues lining up around the corner for people at most of those sites.
Trent Toomey predicts RATs will be easier to find by mid-next month. Until then, the Pharmacy Guild has set up a website that shows the stores that have them in and those that don't.
So it's hoping to not just take a bit of stress out of it for the pharmacist and pharmacy assistants, but most importantly, it's trying to take a bit of the stress out of it for those vulnerable Australians, for those low-income earners and those aged and those veterans. So when they receive a shipment, they'll put their pharmacy up on the Find a Pharmacy website. When their stock runs out, they'll take their pharmacy down off the website.
There are conditions for concession card holders. They can only access 10 free tests over a 3-month period, and a maximum of 5 can be used within a month. As Australia continues to endure the Omicron outbreak, there are some positive signs coming out of Europe. Hans Kluge, the WHO Europe director, has told the AFP news agency that the COVID-19 pandemic has entered a new phase with the variant, which could infect 60% of people in Europe by March. And he says it's plausible that could eventually bring the pandemic to an end. But he warns there is still a chance another variant could emerge.
That's Rhett Burney reporting there.